You need to figure out what woman you are and what your strengths are. And I say that because there are women who can pull off a wearing braids 24/7 and it makes her look even more beautiful and, accentuates. I always have a problem with this word. Her facial features. And then there are women who can pull off braids and who wigs are better, like proper hair is better for them, right? Figure out which woman you are and be able to pull it off. Do you understand? There's no shame in knowing that there's some things that you can't do or that are not for you, and it's better suited for other women, and it increases your level of getting approached, right? So figure out which woman you are and know how to really like present your best futures forward.
Everyone, you're listening to Conversations with the Fit Priest. I'm your host, Selma Enang, and I like having hard conversations about relationships, love, Jesus, fitness, and everything in between. So that's what this podcast is going to do.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Conversations with the Fit Priest. I wanted to record another episode of Ask Cinema because I'm focused solely on getting approached, right? Because I promise you that this is one of those questions that was a lot, right? And I feel like in the first podcast, what had happened was I explained it a lot from being a student and how to go about that. But there are a lot of like working class women who have messaged me. And I just want to do like a breakdown, a full breakdown. Put you guys on game. Put you guys on like proper game, right? Give you like examples and just really elaborate, right, on getting approached, being approached. I also want to just put out like, it's okay if you feel like you don't get approached. It's nothing to be ashamed of. But if you have like friends who you feel like maybe they do dating better than you do or get more approached than you do, please don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't secretly stay in a closet and be jealous and maybe let the jealousy fester. Please ask for help, right? All right, let's get into it. When I first answered this question, I answered it on Instagram. And one of the explanations I gave was, how do when you go out, how do you go out? And I'm gonna explain that. So typically, a lot of women tend to maybe go out in groups, right? And the truth of the matter is, if you want to date, if you want to be approached, you have to understand that men are not typically going to approach you if you're sitting in a group of women. It's just not something that is high on the occurrence levels. Okay, if you're out in maybe say a group of like five or six women, the chances that a man will walk up to you is very low. All right, but if you're out alone, you will get approached, like the chances are like maybe 80% higher than if you're in a group of plenty babes. Do you understand? And even my male friends, when we've had conversations about stuff like that, like have cited it, do you get? Because it takes a lot to approach a woman, right? 9 times out of 10, a man will want to do it when you're alone or when he doesn't feel like he'll either maybe be laughed at or the rejection would just be more painful in a group full of, like, in a room full of women with you, Jonathan. And you know, there are sometimes that women will be like, oh, it means that he doesn't have enough balls if he can't. No, that's not what it means. Okay, thank you very much. So one of the first things I'll say is start learning how to go out on your own. Like, learn how to go on dates with yourself. And I'm speaking strictly to women who want to be more, like, want to be approached more. Start learning how to go out on your own. And when I say go out on your own, please take into account the fact that you can't dress anyhow, okay? If maybe you decide, okay, I'm gonna have lunch with myself, make an effort, dress nice, do your hair, look like properly put together, put some work into your appearance, all right? Because again, you want to be approached and you want people to see you, and you have to look nice, all right? Even if you go and sit down in a cafe or a restaurant, look nice. Also, figure out what your style is and what fits you. Don't be a woman who, you probably should be wearing more wigs, and you think that braids are better because, oh, wigs are stressful. Figure out what fits your face better. What, like, what's that word? I think it's this English is ado. What aids or what accentuates, I hope that's the pronunciation, your features, right? Your facial features. Figure out what that is. Figure out what you look more beautiful in. Do you get? If you have a certain type of face shape or forehead shape, know what hairstyles will not have people focus on that, like, part of your face, and really just look at, like, your beauty as a whole. Yet, don't make hairstyles that make that feature in your face that you don't maybe like enough, or you don't want to bring attention to. Do you understand? But my point is, figure out what looks better for your beauty and do that. So yeah, get dressed, look presentable, put a little bit of makeup on, wear perfume, and take yourself out, all right? Don't go, let going out, like, you going out, let it not be that the only time you go out is when you're in groups of women, because you will get less and less approaches from men. So yeah, go out, you know, it can be a cafe. And when you go to the cafe, don't sit down in the corner where nobody can see you. Pick a seat that makes you very visible. Sit there. If you go to a restaurant or a lounge, don't go and sit in the corner, like, in the darkest part of the room. Sit in the well-lit place of the bar or the restaurant or the lounge. Don't hide. You're not trying to hide. You're trying to be seen so that you can be approached. So don't hide. Also, like, let your facial expression not be, oh my god, don't talk to me. Do you understand? Another thing I feel like you need to learn how to do is, as a woman, if you're not getting approached, because that's what this is answering, is the look. And when I say the look, is basically the look that kind of says, oh, I'm approachable, I want you to approach me, right? And I mean, I would have to make a video to actually show it, but you can, I don't know, I think you can find videos on YouTube. But basically, it's when you look at, like, a man that you're interested in. It can be at an airport, a restaurant, an office, whatever. You have to know how to do the look, okay? So it's, first of all, like, and always have, like, a light, like, smile. Look at his eyes, his lips, go back to his eyes, and then smile and look away. When you do that, what you're basically saying is, I find you cute as well, and I'd like to be approached by you. I'd like you to talk to me. Men who catch it will catch it. very plain and simple. There's also something called the smize, when they say smiling with your eyes. But be able to do that, right? I'll give you guys a real life example. I was traveling to a different country, and we had gotten there at 5 a.m. the country's time, right? And we were all waiting for our bags at the airport. We had gone through immigration and everything, and we were waiting for our bags to come out. And people had gotten their bags. As people were getting their bag, obviously, or you get your bag, you leave, right? Now, there was this man that I had seen while I was waiting for my bag, and he was very cute. I'm like, yeah, I want this man to talk to me. I want to talk to this man. So, where I was standing, there were a lot of people. And I knew that if I stood there, even if I did the look with him, he wouldn't approach me, right? Because there's a lot of people that he doesn't know. He can also feel if he gets rejected, or if, maybe I'm not as responsive. You can't have strangers leaving the airport and, oh my God, I saw this man, I was approaching this woman. So what I did was, I did the look, then I stepped away from where there were more people, and there were seats, those airport seats in front of where the baggage was at this country's airport. So I stepped away and I went closer to the chair and I sat down. And what he did was, he was standing and talking to somebody. I think they had come on the flight together, and he shifted closer to where I had gone to sit down. And I said, "Don't you just hate it when airlines do this?" And he turns to me and he goes, "I was literally about to make a comment about how waiting is, long." I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "I completely hate it." I'm like, "I know." I'm like, then he goes, "Oh, what's your name?" I'm like, "Oh, I'm Salama." And then he tells me his name. And we start talking. And he's like, "Oh, are you here for business or pleasure?" I'm like, "Oh, definitely pleasure." And he's like, "Oh," and then I ask him the same question. And he's like, "Oh, yeah, he's here for both." I'm like, "Oh, great." So we start talking about where we're staying. He then asked me what I did for a living. And then in the middle of that, I cracked a joke, and it just became a long conversation. His bag finally comes out. He grabs his bag and he's holding it and standing there. Now, what you have to understand is, when you want to get approached by somebody that you feel like you might be interested in, right? You also don't just want it to be, "Oh, we spoke and he walked away." You want him to get your number, right? And for me, I wanted him to get my number. So you have to, I brought my game. You have to, bring it, okay? So I carried the conversation properly, infused humor in it and all that. And he got his bag and was still standing there, and we were still talking. My bag ended up not coming out. I had to go and do plenty drama. But yeah, and before he left, he asked me, "Oh, we should go out when we're here." I'm like, "Sure, I would love that." And he's like, "All right, great, can I have your number?" I'm like, "Oh, I haven't put in my SIM yet, so I don't know my number, but I can give you my Nigerian number. It's my WhatsApp, so even though I put in a country SIM, I wouldn't be changing my WhatsApp number." And he's like, "All right, that's great, that he'll text me on WhatsApp right now." So I gave him my Nigerian number and he texted me on WhatsApp, and then he left. And we ended up going out, spending an entire day together, going shopping, going out to lunch together. And it was a really fun day. But that would not have happened if I didn't make it obvious that I wanted to be approached, even though I saw him, like, you know, looking at me. So yeah, learn how to do the look. Very, very important. Very important. Two, don't go out. Like, don't let the only time you go out be like in a group of women or with friends. Learn how to go out on your own, how to go on dates. Three, figure out your personal style and dress to suit your body. Jonathan, look very presentable. Another thing I talked about when I answered this question on Instagram was, if you know you're in a space in your life where you're ready to date and you want men to approach you but it's not happening, know that even when you're going grocery shopping, you can't dress anyhow. You're not about to go grocery shopping wearing bathroom slippers with toes that are scruffy and undone and hair that you've probably had in for too long and have refused to take off. We're not about to do that, because my darling, you're ready to date. Put yourself out there. So if you're going grocery shopping, put on a cute dress, make your hair or do your hair properly. Don't let your hair be left in for 2 months without taking it out. If you're gonna wear a wig, make sure that the braids under your wig is clean. Braid your hair, wear a nice wig, smell nice, wear a nice dress. You know, it doesn't have to be anything too fancy. For example, I have dresses that I term as my grocery run dresses. So basically, things I wear when I'm going grocery shopping that are not too serious and that are not overly, oh my god, why did they make an effort, right? Something that's in between. When you're going through the aisles, don't rush. Like I said, somebody is chasing you in your house. You know, have a cheerful type aura. You know, smile, seem like you're enjoying what you're doing. You know, move through the aisles a little bit slower. I guarantee you that you might not get approached the first time you do it, right? But I guarantee you that grocery shops are one of the easiest places to be approached, or easiest places to be approached by men. Grocery shops, airports, gyms, restaurants, cafes. So I'm guessing that also answers the questions of where to go, how to meet men. Another thing is, just because you want to get approached doesn't mean that you want to get approached by just anybody, right? So figure out what you're really looking for, what types of men you're looking for. Where do the men you're looking for go? Where do they hang out? Where do they like to eat? Do you understand? Figure that out, and when you're going on your solo dates, pick one of those places and go. Don't go on solo dates when you're trying to date and being more approached by men. Don't go on solo dates like, oh, buying suya on the roadside and going back home. No, the answer is no. You can buy suya after you're done with the dates with yourself on your way back home, but that should not be the only place. You need to go to like somewhere that is more open, more public. Somewhere that you know that people that are in the category of what you're looking for hang out, and somewhere that you know you can sit and chill for a few hours, right? You also have to figure out if it's a place that maybe Mondays are not busy, right? Because everybody is like doing their, like trying to get work done. It's a new week. Can't go on a Monday and expect that people will be trooping in, right? So quiet type evenings are better, maybe like Thursday, Friday evenings, you know, those are like much better times. You can also do afternoons depending on where you pick. Also understand that if you give off the energy that you are not approached, like you're not approachable. You also will not get approached. So if you seem a little bit too uptight, if you are constantly like not smiling, you don't seem, I don't know, slightly cheerful. I don't know how to explain it, but I hope that this makes sense. 9 times out of 10, you're not gonna get approached, right? So yeah, I wanted to make a separate podcast because I feel like this stuff isn't spoken about enough or addressed enough, right? And there are a lot of women that are struggling and also like feel like a little bit of shame because they're not being approached, and they feel like, oh, I'm a woman, I'm supposed to get approached, so if I'm not, maybe something is wrong with me. You also need to get feedback from like male friends that you have, what kind of energy you give off. Like, that's also something that's really important. You need to find out, because sometimes we think we're giving off energy that we're really not giving off. Do you understand? So find out what kind of energy you are giving off, and find out how to give up the type of energy that attracts the type of man that you want to approach you. Do you understand? I know that sometimes when you first start, you know, trying all these things and implementing them, you get approached by almost everybody. Jiggets, because I said in the other podcast that men can almost, like, men can smell confidence in a woman. And that's why, like, I always say, you have to have audacity. Do you understand? If there's one thing I have, like, I might not be the wealthiest, I might not have the nicest of things that life has to offer. I might not be going to a new country every week. But if there's one thing I have, it's audacity. Like, my audacity is like, it do reach ceiling. In fact, it have reached sky. It have touched moon. Men can smell that. And if they can smell that, they know who to bring nonsense to and who not to bring nonsense to. Do you understand? So know that it's something that can be smelt on you, and men will treat you accordingly, right? So learn that. Also learn that if the energy is a little bit, you know, maybe seeming forced or seeming desperate to a certain extent, like, let's say a man approaches you and just because he's a man, you're going to entertain it, right? That's giving desperate energy, to be honest. And that's not what you want to give off. You want someone to approach you, but it's not in just anybody, right? And there have been times where, like, I've walked into places and people have, like, men have walked up to me and I scan him and I'm like, I'm not just interested, like, because you're not what I'm looking for. You're not what I want. Do you understand? And I'm not gonna accept the attention just because you are a man, right? So also know that just because you want to be approached doesn't mean you have to entertain every single approach, but you also don't have to be rude about it. Oh, thank you so much, but you know, I was waiting for someone. And also because, you know, as a woman, sometimes when you say no outrightly, you end up causing more problems for yourself. It shouldn't be so, because people should learn to take rejection. But sometimes I either say, oh, I'm waiting for my man, so the person can leave me alone, right? Or I end up just giving them my number, and after I've left there and I'm in a safe place, I will block you. Alright? Because we're not finna do that. But yeah, let me know if this helps with breaking down, like, being approached. So remember that, like, just to, like, recap what I said. Don't go out in only groups of women. Figure out what your personal style is and dress properly. Get your hair done. Don't go out with your toes looking scruffy, right? Please don't do that. don't sit down in the corners of like the rooms that you walk into. If you in the part of your life where you want to be approached and you want to date more, you need to go into rooms and sit down in places where you can be seen, because that's what you want. You want to be seen, right? Another thing I'm gonna say, also know how to carry conversations and learn how to do the look. Another thing I'm gonna say is, if you have social media, please utilize your social media. Don't put pictures of only memes, okay? Also put pictures of you looking nice. All right? Nice dresses. Nice, basically like an entire outfit that you look really good in. Post pictures like that, because social media is like another thing. Like, it's kind of like, this is what I'm presenting before you ever speak to me, right? And if somebody was interested in you and they've only ever seen like you posting pictures that are memes, or you never post pictures of yourself, or you never post pictures of you smiling, the person hasn't seen you smile, you know, all of these things are like part of it, right? So use social media a little bit more differently if you're in your like a point in your life where you want to, you know, meet more men, you want to be approached by more men, and you want to date like men, right? Know that social media and what you're putting out is also part of it. If you have any questions about this, please, you know where to find me. Message me. Comment, share, like, subscribe. And I'll see you on the next episode of Conversations with the Faith Priest. I hope that this covers all the times, like all the months that I haven't been posting or that I haven't posted. I dropped 2 episodes in one night. You guys, I've tried. If you people not tell me, I've tried. Alright, I'll see you guys on the next episode. Bye.